Speaking shortly after taking the oath of office in Khartoum yesterday, Governor Mini Arko Minawi, the former leader of the Darfuri-based Sudan Liberation Movement, said he will work with the traditional leaders of the various Darfuri communities to end tribal conflicts, restore peace, and reconcile the communities. Minawi is a member of the Sudan Revolutionary Front, or SRF, an umbrella group of several rebel groups that signed the Juba peace deal with the transitional government in October 2020. He was named the General Governor of Darfur region last May in accordance with the provisions of the Juba peace agreement. Minawi noted that over the past several months in Darfur, thousands of civilians were displaced from their homes while others were killed during intercommunal clashes. He says it is time for displaced persons to return to their villages and engage in farming and other activities aimed at developing the region.
We will strive to work with traditional leaders, the national government, the Darfuri tribal leaders, governors, and all our relatives, wherever they might be, to stop the bloodshed in Darfur, and more particularly to stop the continuous tribal clashes that keep on occurring every now and then.
Minawi reiterated his commitment to fully implement the Juba peace deal and called on other holdout groups, including the Sudan Liberation Movement faction led by Abdul Wahid Muhammad Nur, to join the peace process. He says the Darfur region will only develop if its leaders and people work together to restore the peace among different communities.
It's our responsibility to be together with the signatories to the Juba peace deal and with all Darfuri sons and daughters to fully implement the peace agreement. We will also continue to engage those who did not sign the agreement yet and make sure that they become part of every single peaceful process in Sudan.
The regional governor appealed to Sudan's international partners to support development of the region and initiate programs that will encourage IDPs and refugees to return to their homes.
We are going to work for the permanent development of the region. As Sudan is opening up a new era with the world, we will work together with our partners in the international community and international companies to rebuild Darfur and implement developmental projects.
Abdullah Osama, who resides in Al-Fashir town of northern Darfur state, welcomes the appointment of Minawi as a regional governor. Osama says the nearly 20-year conflict in Darfur has destroyed infrastructure in the region. He called on Minawi and his government to rebuild Darfur.
There has been a huge displacement among local communities. Houses were burned down and there was a clear incapability from leaders to protect civilians in Darfur. Even the state governors were not able to give that protection.
Under the Juba peace deal, Sudan will be governed through a federal system. The country is to be divided into 8 regions, including Darfur. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.